Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 29th day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Bebeis. Masechta Demai, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Hay. The previous Mishnah we learnt that a person who's a retailer has to take Maser of Demai before he sells it to the public. He's not allowed to sell untithed, or shall we say, Demai to the public. However, a wholesaler, because he sells at a large amount and his margins are small, he's exempt from taking Maser of Demai. We're going to bring now, the Mishnah is going to mention the Mishnah, the day of the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds a bit differently, according to the Bavli. And he holds that it depends not on who's selling it, if you're a wholesaler or retailer, but what you are selling. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Esher darko lehimodid begasa, something that's normally sold in large quantities, like grain, or medada bedaka, even if he sold it in a small quantity, tefela daka legasa, we say it's subordinate to the larger quantity, which means we ignore the fact that he is selling it in a small quantity, but because once the product that's being sold is normally sold gasa in large quantities, there's an exemption. You don't have to take Maser of Demai. Eshadarka lehimodet bedaka. And the reverse is also the case. Something that's normally sold in small quantities, like legumes or beans, peas, or medada begasa. Even if you're selling it as a one-off in large quantities, tefela gasa ledaka. We ignore the fact that it's large quantities. We say you follow the rule for the daka, for small quantities. And we look at it as if you were selling it in small quantities, and you, the seller, have to take Maser if it was Demai before you sell it unto the public. This is the way the Rambam understands the Mishnah, has the Girsa, and the way the Talmud Yerushalmi has it as well, not Bavli, the Yerushalmi. And therefore, according to this explanation, Rabbi Meir clearly argues with the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah. The Chachamim in the previous Mishnah say, it depends if you're a wholesaler or a retailer, and it's not whether you are selling a small quantity or a large quantity, it's not whether the thing you're selling is of a small or large quantity, it's what you normally sell, the measuring cups that you're using. Whereas, according to Rabbi Meir, he says, you go according to the object, the things that you are selling, rather than the business of what's normally being sold. That's how the Rambam's Gish is in the Mishnah and how he explains it. Others, Bar Tanura, Rabbeinu Shimshon, have a different Gish than the Mishnah, and they read it as follows. Eshadarka lehi modeid bedako, something that is normally sold small quantities, and you're selling it, umedada begasa, you're selling it in large quantities, tfeilo daka legasa. We say that the smaller quantity will give way to the big quantity. And therefore we say you follow the fact that he's selling it in large quantities. And the reverse is also the case. According to this explanation, Rabbi Meir is not arguing with the previous Mishnah at all. It's just that he's adding. And he is saying that we always look at the large quantities that you're selling, even though the article you're selling is normally sold small, like a... you will still have a deal like a wholesaler. And the reverse is the case too. If you're selling something that's normally sold in large quantities and you're selling it in small quantities, you have a deal like a retailer and your pot has been taken to mine. According to this, he's not arguing at all, Rabbi Meir, with the previous Mishnah. He's agreeing. He's actually adding and explaining more. Ezohi Mirogasa asks the Mishnah, what's considered a large quantity to say that you are exempt from Maaser Sheni? Separating the Maaser from the Demai. B'yovesh, if it's a solid that you're selling, solid foods, shloshes kavin, 3 kavin, which is half a sa, or modern measurement, 6 liters. Uvalach, but if it's something of liquid nature, or wine or oil, dinner, then something that would be sold for the value of a dinner, that's the amount that would be considered large quantity. Finally, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Saliteinim, Vesalianovim, Vekupa Shel Yorok, one who sells baskets of figs or baskets of grapes or bunches of vegetables, Kozman Shemoichan Asra, as long as he sells them in approximate quantities, there's no exact kilo or weights used or measures used. That's called it's called approximate. He's selling it on a estimate. Potter, he's exempt from taking mice of lemay. Why? Because that has a din, according to Rabbi Yossi, that has a din as if he'd be selling it in large quantities. The fact that he's selling it as an estimated amount, like a basket of figs, about without quantities given, exact quantities, that makes it as if he's selling it in large quantities, and he's exempt from taking maaser. The Rambam paskens that he is chayev in maaser demai, not like Rabbi Yossi, but the Ravid argues with him, and he says, no, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. So far we've talked about the leniencies on people selling demai. If it's large quantities, small quantities, if you're a baker and you bake bigger quantities. What about the actual anim themselves, the poor? Do they have to separate ma'aser from their demai that they receive? Says the Mishnah, ma'achilin es anim demai. We are allowed to give the poor themselves to eat, allowed to give them demai, this sophic produce. Because most amaratzim anyway took ma'aser. And the whole takana was only made as a precaution. If the Chachamim were lenient when it comes to poor people, they said, yes, we can feed the poor people demai. We don't have to take maaser off it. Some say it's a kula for the anim. Some say it's a kula, it's a leniency for the givers to make it easier for us to give tzedakah. Ve'sachsanya demai. There's also leniency. One can give an achsanya. Achsanya means literally a guest. Some say it means the guests. Just like they were mekel, they were lenient for poor people because of the mitzvah tzedakah. They were also lenient for guests to increase the mitzvah of giving guests to make it easier for people to host people and give them food to eat. They're considered. That's also a kula. That's how Rambam learns. Rashi learns achsanya refers to the king's military, when the king had soldiers that were moving from place to place, and they also considered like anim, like poor people, because they're not at home, they're not stationed at home, they're on the move, so they too you can give them demai to eat. There is a machlokes in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, and to understand all this, according to Bavli, the Gemara Brachas learns that when the Mishnah says you give it anim, the poor, to eat demai, it means literally that. You give it to them, they don't have to take maaser from it. Yerushalmi, however, holds that, yes, we can give the poor demai to eat, but they have to take maaser from it. And even then, in Yerushalmi, there is a machlekes as to how to understand it. Does it mean all anim? Anim who are chaverim, for example, are they different? And one opinion holds, yes, that if the anim are chaverim, that means they're trusted for taking trumas and maasers and all that, then you have to tell them, look, they're poor, but you have to tell them this is demai to ensure that they will take maaser. Well, what do you do with the poor people who are amaratzim? Well, according to this opinion, don't give them anything. Don't give them any demai. Others say that, yes, you do give them demai, and a Mishnah is talking about anim as well. You can't stop giving them because they're amaratzim, and you suspect they won't take maaser. You give it to them, but you should tell them, look, this is demai and hasn't been taken maaser, and we need to take maaser from it. Rabban Gamliel hoyo machil les poel of demai. Rabban Gamliel used to feed his workers with demai because they were poor. Now, according to one opinion, the halacha is not like him. Why? Because an employer to give his employees demai is wrong because he's chayiv, he has to give them food. And by using demai to pay off his debt to them, it's like paying your debt with demai. You can't do that. Others say that Rabban Gamliel wasn't giving them the food that they're entitled to. He was giving them extras, fringe benefits. And because he's giving it to them as tzedakah, not as an employer-employee, this is an ex gratia meals that he would give them, therefore he was allowed to use demai for that. Gaboi tzedakah, those who are charity collectors, they come and collect for the poor of the city. When they collect food, if they're collecting it from people who are trusted, about having taken their Misa, we call that definitely tithed produce, they would make sure they would give that L'she'ena Masa. They would give that to poor people who are Maratzim, who you didn't trust to take Misa. V'she'ena Moser, and they would use the gifts of food that they collected from Maratzim that were perhaps not trusted, as far as Maisa, i.e. its demai, they would give that lima'aser to the people who are chaverim, the poor people that were trusted to Maisa. And by doing so, says the Mishnah, nimtzu kol ha'odom oichlin mesukan. Everybody's eating properly tithed produce and not demai, which is untithed. This is the opinion of Beishamai. Now the Rishalmi explains that the Bavli explains that Beshama effectively is arguing with what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, and they say, no, don't give the poor demai. Make sure you arrange it in such a fashion that you're giving the anim, the poor, food that's already been tithed because you've collected them, and vice versa. But some of us learn, based on the Yerushalmi, that they agree. Beshama not arguing with the Rasha, they agree with the Rasha that you can give the anim demai because there it's talking about poor people who are on the move, moving from place to place. And the Balabais is not ordered. He doesn't have an obligation to see that they don't eat something which is not mesukin, which is not tithe, if they themselves are not worried about that. But if Geboid Stoker, people who are charity collectors that are giving it to the poor of their city who are not on the move, they should be always careful not to give their name to something that's not mesukin. According to this way of understanding it, Beisham is not arguing with the Tanakhama. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim disagree with this method of giving out the food, of giving out what they've collected for the tzedakah, the food. Why? They say govim stam. They say we collect a blanket rule. We collect from everybody. And we mix it all together, one big basket, one big keli. We don't start having one keli, one dish or one box that we will collect food donations from those who are strictly going to tithe their produce like the chaverim, and another box for those who are suspected or which we call demai. If you start doing that, the maratzim will say, oh, look, we're not going to give anything. You're discriminating. And you'll decrease the amount that you'll be able to collect. So Beis Chacham would say it's so important to make sure the collections are larger, are going to go further. You need to not discriminate. Just have one box for all people to donate into. Or Mechalkim Stam. Similarly, when we distribute the charity, the food that's been donated, we do that again without discrimination. Give it to everybody, all poor equally. Those who want to take Maisa from what they receive, let them take Maisa. But let's not be the ones to make that discriminate the difference in the beginning.